Song's called Turn Up the Bottle. Here we go. Well, tonight, this old ballroom, such a lonely place to be. It's just some old Jones on the jukebox, the bartender and me. And that old dirty hardwood dance floor where she stole and broke my heart. If I'm gonna drown in my misery, Lord, I got a good place to start. Come on! Turn up the bottle, bartender, and turn up the Jones. I got a memory that's killing me. I can't take it no more. Well, the good times are over. Well, I've been left here all alone. So turn up the bottle, bartender, turn up the jaw. She took my Cadillac car, my fucking old guitar, and split town with the kids. Oh, but tonight me and George gonna sit right here, Lord knows that the race is on. If this drinking don't kill me, I guess I'll just go on home. Turn up the bottle, tender, and turn up the jump. I got a memory that's killing me. I can't take it no more. Yes, well, the good times are over. I've been left here all alone. So turn up the bottle, bartender, turn up.
Crossroads here on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM, appearing on the Crossroads stage every single week. And now joining us on the phone is that man, Mr. Whitey Morgan, turning up the bottle here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Whitey, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we last spoke. I believe the last time we talked was in like June or July of 2021, but you officially have the SNL Gold Jacket, being on the show five or six times now. It's great to talk to you again, my brother. How have you been since we last spoke in 2021? A lot has changed, but a lot stays the same with your genuine country music sound, my man.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, good to be back on here. I appreciate you having me back again. Yeah, I was going to say 2021, the world is a little bit different than it was back then.
Hell of a lot different.
But as far as my world goes, it's pretty similar, just down the road trying to pay bills and, you know, and just play some songs and not drink too much.
You've just released three new... Yeah, three new singles. I mean, that's all a man can do nowadays. You can check them out all online, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your music. Here on Crossroads on Iron Country, check out his website, WhiteyMorgan.com. That is WhiteyMorgan.com. Let me roll. We had it all and somewhere along the way. But you just recently kind of re-edited that song that we just heard on Crossroads, Turn Up the Bottle, harkens to the Possum George Jones. And you edited it because some of our listeners might be familiar with the show Landman, Billy Bob Thornton, Taylor Sheridan's latest single. You figured, hell, if it's good enough for TV, it's good enough for my set list. So how's that reception been re-adding Turn Up the Bottle to your shows here lately?
It's been good. And honestly, the band has been saying that we should put that back in the set list for years now, but I'm just real stubborn about songs when I get sick of them. I just block them out, man. Like, I don't know what I'm real good at just pretending something doesn't exist. And, but the guy, like I said, the guys have kind of been nudging me for a while. And then when this, of course, the song gets on this show and then they're kind of giving me the side eye, like, see, let's, do we put it back in the set? So honestly, I couldn't remember any of the guitar parts and I forgot the lyrics a bunch at the first rehearsal we did to put it back in the set list. But now it's fun. I actually look forward to playing it every night, you know, and I guess, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, that, you know, all that shit. But it's been fun. And I actually, like I said, I look forward to playing it every night. And it's cool. And honestly, and I'll tell you this, too. I haven't even seen that show that it's on, but I did go on whatever streaming app it's on. And I just wanted to see the part because I wanted to see a lot of times when they put my songs in shows. It's in the background. You can barely even hear it. It's like, you know, like in a bar scene or something. But this one was Billy Bob turns it up on his radio in his truck and you can hear it clear as day. And I thought that was pretty cool. For the first time, I was like, okay, they did it right. They, you know, you can hear it. They're acknowledging the song in the show. It was pretty cool.
Hell yeah. I mean, Billy Bob Thornton, there's some great one-liners from him. I know that first episode when he's talking to his daughter about the quarterback, you haven't seen the show, but I can't repeat it on the radio, but my goodness, just that scene alone is fantastic. And you've obviously been featured on Yellowstone and whatnot too. So, I mean, when he cranks it up on the radio, that's Billy Bob freaking Thornton. That's Santa Claus we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And he, I mean, obviously I think Taylor Sheridan wrote, I mean, he had to be, when he wrote it, it had to be for Billy Bob because it's too perfect. From the what I've seen, little clips here and there, people will, you know, just the little quotes and like you said, the one liners and stuff. It's like, oh, they definitely wrote it for him, and that, which is cool because I've always been a big fan of his.
No doubt about it. He's Whitey Morgan joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country, streaming live worldwide on ironcountry.fm and on the big radio app as well. Check out his stuff on whiteymorgan.com. Whitey, we touched a little bit on your three latest singles, but you also said with Turn Up the Bottle that your band was looking at your side eye to add it to the set list. What is the makeup of the band nowadays? It's been 6 years since your last album, Honky Tonks and Cheap, or I should say Hard Times and White Lines, Honky Tonks and Cheap Motels, your first album back in 08. So who's all in the band now? I know you're kind of doing acoustic shows right now, but who are the boys that you're partying with night in and night out on some of these bigger stages? You were just at the Ryman just last month.
Yeah, we had a great, the band was really, really tight at the Ryman. We actually, for once, we got some rare rehearsal time in a few days before the show and added some stuff to the set list. But yeah, it's, I think, since the last time I talked to you, I think only my bass player was, and my harmonica player, who also sings harmonies. I think those two were in the band back then, maybe. It's hard to remember. I mean, I don't like having guys come and go, but you know, people's lives change. And honestly, I think I've only ever fired one band member. So it's always been an app, you know, it's never been a one-sided thing. It's always like, well, I think it's time for you to leave. Or they tell me they got to go make money somewhere else. Or maybe recently my guitar player, Joey, who's been with me forever, love him, one of my best friends, had a kid and he had to kind of take some time and, so I had to replace him for now, but it's tough doing the band thing. The road isn't for everybody, and you usually get a few years out of them. And the best advice I ever got from Dale Watson was years ago. He said, we were talking about band members because he had just replaced a couple or something. And he said, you just get used to it. You know, it's never easy, but just try to be professional about it and just move on. You can't dwell on it. And also the fans get a little bummed out because they're used to seeing the same guy up there with you every time. And I've had to explain myself to fans before about he had to do this, or, you know, you don't want to get into anybody's business about it, but yeah, it can be tough with the band members.
So you played that show last month at the Ryman. You made your Opry debut back in May. When you make these big appearances on these historic stages, I mean, you do this night in and night out, week after week, month after month. You've been doing this for, what, 15, 20 years. It's weird to get nervous before doing something, but something as big as that, there's got to be a little bit of butterflies, and maybe the whiskey doesn't exactly tame those butterflies down. What were the nerves heading into that show at the Ryman as the headliner?
That was the second time we did the Ryman as the headliner. The last time was, I think, 2018, right after Hard Times of White Light came out. But it's tough. And the Opry thing was, I was really a little reluctant to do that. They had been asking me before for a while, and I finally felt like it was time for me to do it. And it was great. Honestly, they treated us so... You know, the hospitality, they were so nice, welcomed us. And of course, we had a bunch of people backstage because it was our first time doing it. And it was great. I mean, just a pro. They're just all pros, the sound crew, everybody there. I was definitely nervous, but it's hard to be nervous when you're in a room with just a bunch of people and you really can't even. You know, you can't even take time for your nerves to settle in because you're constantly talking, and then the next thing you know, they're like, yo, you got 5 minutes. And you walk out on the side stage, you walk out, you do your couple songs, and it, you know, thank God it goes by so fast, because I definitely have had bouts of stage fright and anxiety over the years on being on stage, depending on if I haven't had enough to drink, or I've had too much to drink the night before, and I'm doing a noon show the next day and I'm sober. And there's nothing worse than playing a noon show in the sun when you're hungover. And I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, I've played so many times. You just put yourself on autopilot and hopefully you can remember a little bit of the special things that happened on that night. But it's tough, man. It goes by so fast, and you just try to make some sort of mental picture memory if you can, but you don't know if you're not always able to do that.
He's Whitey Morgan joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Check him out, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your music, whiteymorgan.com as well. Now, your latest three singles, Let Me Roll, We Had It All, Waylon Jennings cover, and Somewhere Along the Way. I do want to touch on Somewhere Along the Way. We'll hear that in a couple moments here. But, you know, this isn't your typical Whitey Morgan sound. You're all about rocking the stage. You're one of my absolute favorite acts in any genre of music to see live in concert. What was kind of the process of putting these songs together? Did you work with anybody writing these tunes? Obviously, the Waylon Jennings song, notwithstanding, but somewhere along the way, this next song that we're going to hear on Crossroads, who did you all work with other than Shooter Jennings, of course, the legend Waylon's son? But how did these songs all come about, and is it working towards perhaps a new album, or just kind of a project of working out some singles to your fans?
So that Somewhere Along the Way, I mean, I kind of tell the story. I've told it a couple times on stage. So a couple years ago, I had heard that one of my guitar players, songwriter, old school punk rock heroes, Mike Ness from Social Distortion, wasn't doing so good, had a bit of a cancer scare. And so there was like a few months where all I listened to was Social Distortion. And Mike Ness did a couple of country albums in 2000 that were really big influences on me when I really started playing out in the bars and stuff, playing country music. And so I was just, you know, I just had his vibe, his sound, you know, just on the brain forever. And I
And I had also recently just purchased a Gibson Les Paul, which is what he plays, you know, that sound. And one morning I just woke up, literally just got up out of bed, reached over, grabbed the Les Paul, unplugged, and wrote that song. And if you know the Soldier Distortion or Mike Ness, it's very, you know, it's very much of that sound, mid-tempo, major scale melody, with like a big single string hook guitar part, you know, which is, you know, and it was just kind of a tribute to him, like that sound that I've always loved it. He's so damn good at it and his guitar tone and all that. So we just tried to, we went to the studio where I told Shooter, I was like, let's just, you know, let's do something different. Big guitar chords. And the way we did the chorus kind of sounding, harmonies, very like old school Soldier Distortion. And, yeah, it was just fun to do something that was different than what people are used to hearing from me. But it's also something very much a part of me, because I've been listening to that since I was, you know, 16 years old. And, yeah, I felt like it, you know, I kind of graduated into more of a mature type of songwriting, where I wasn't just doing the drop D guitar, phaser guitar with, you know, lyrics about whiskey on it. You know, I can only do so many of those. It gets a little old, but yeah, I'm proud of that song. I love the way it turned out. When we play it live, I mean, I look forward to it every night live. It's 10 times more energy. It just rocks, man. It lifts up the set list, and I could see a lot, you know, people dig it. There's the energy in the air when we're playing it, even if they don't know the song.
You've been there waiting, been waiting all along. It looks like I'm never coming home. We've had our troubles. This time I'm telling you, I'm not sure if I'm ever coming back. So take me down that road to nowhere, forever and ever and on and on. Places we've been and all the times we've shared, those times were just so good, far from home. Am I ever coming back?
It's the latest single from the man joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country tonight, Somewhere Along the Way. Whitey Morgan and the 78s with that one, Getting Together. Social Distortion, as you heard before that track, the inspiration of that tune. And Whitey, I don't know if it's just a recency bias, but when I've been working out at the gym, I've been listening to a lot of Bobby Seger, and for whatever reason, that song also kind of has like some Seger notes to it too.
Very much. I mean, you could say,
and it's, these are my top three biggest influences as far as that style is Social Distortion, Mike Ness, you know, and then Bob Seger and Bruce Springsteen. You could say all three, you know, it's that tempo. Like I said, big major scale harmonies. Just when we play it, we were opening for Whiskey Myers this summer. And I remember the first few nights we played it in these big, you know, 6,000 people amphitheaters outside. I was like, that's what this song is meant for. You know, even if they didn't know it, people were standing up clapping. It was cool, man. That's that vibe. Like, I think we're missing that in the current sound of what's happening in music. We're missing that, like, just kick ass, you know, not necessarily arena rock, but just it's that vibe, man. You know, fist pumping rock and roll, dude.
Absolutely. Whitey Morgan, 78's latest track, once again, Somewhere Along the Way. Check out his website, whiteymorgan.com. Instagram, just at Whitey Morgan. Follow him on Facebook. Buy his music wherever you can. Go to a brick and mortar place. Get the albums, Honky Tonks and Cheap Motels. Oh, wait. Self-titled Whitey Morgan and the 78s in 2010. Got the Live from Flint album, Grandpa's Guitar 2014, Sonic Ranch 2015, and his latest album, Hard Times and White Lines in 2018 as well. Going back to your inspirations, as you just touched on, you are an unbelievable artist, live in concert, also in the studio as well, but your cover renditions are just absolutely blow the originals out of the room, but you make them their own. I mean, you've covered Cash, ZZ Top, Springsteen, as you mentioned, Bobby Bear, Hank Jr., Damn Quails, Waylon Jennings, notably as well, one of your latest singles. We had it all from Waylon's album, I think in the early 70s. How do you pick these songs that you want to cover, and how do you make them your own? Because you pay homage to the original, of course, but you have that classic Whitey Morgan in the 78 sound to it, too.
Yeah, I would probably credit Waylon with just putting it in my head that you could take someone else's song and all of a sudden it sounds like you. I mean, if you listen to any of the things he ever covered, you'd never know that anybody else wrote it, because his version is always so much far superior, because just he kept it simple, you know, and just hit that voice, you know. It's tough to say. I think, for me, when somebody tells me I should cover something, and if I grab an acoustic guitar and I start singing it, and if for a split second it feels uncomfortable vocally, I'll just pass on it. It has to immediately feel like, okay, I can sing this without even a thought, without even having to try to change anything. So yeah, it's a strange thing, and I just kind of try to keep it simple, you know, like. I did the ZZ Top, just got paid, and I made the song a little simpler to play than how Billy Gibbons arranged it, or, you know, I don't know if him or Dusty, but that's kind of always been my go-to, is just keep it simple, make sure there's a good groove, and make sure you feel comfortable singing it, because there's nothing worse than going up there and having to sing a song every night that you know you're singing it flat, you've always sung it flat, you've never quite felt comfortable singing it, so. I've got a couple that I'm thinking about cutting right now that I've been playing on my acoustic. I'm like, man, this song feels so good to sing, and it makes me happy to sing it every time I sing it, just me and a guitar. So I know it'll work just because of that. So I get in the studio and it just comes together, you know?
Yeah, before this interview started, while we were listening to Turn Up the Bottle, we were just kind of talking beforehand, and you're not quite sure if you're going to move fully into, you know, a studio with your full band, release a full album. You've certainly done that in the past. You got Shooter Jennings in your back pocket to work with as well, but maybe releasing some of these singles, trickling out music to your fans in the coming weeks and months, certainly. Any insight on some of those covers that might be coming our way? You keeping those in the holster, or care to enlighten us at all? Because
I mean, that's the thing. I feel like at this point, if I'm not, you know, tied down to where I have to do an album, because on an album, you can't just put out a bunch of covers on there. But I feel like with singles, people just want to hear anything from you. And as long as it's coming out every couple months, they're pretty stoked just to have that. And for me, it's just, I don't write a ton. I'm not like, you know, like Cody Jinks or any of my buddies like that, they're just always writing. I've never been that guy. My brain goes in 1,000 different directions when I'm home. I just closed a bar and a restaurant and all this other stuff that I wanted to do for a while just to see if I could do it. And it was fine, but now I'm over it. So I closed them, sold them. I'm always up in the mountains, mountain biking, dirt bikes, shooting guns. I'm just always doing something. So I never sit down and write. So it's hard to say when I'll get back in the studio, but if I start playing in a cover on my acoustic guitar and it feels good, I mean, that's the cool thing about this. I could just pop into the studio with the guys in a day in Nashville or in LA or wherever and knock it out and put it out whenever I want, you know? Whereas if that happened 5 years ago, I would have to wait until we got in the studio to do a whole album, which usually takes 2 weeks just to record, and then another however long to do all the, you know, the promo hoopla you got to go through for 3 months, and then finally release a song that started the whole thing that I really wanted to do. And nowadays you can just do it. You know, I could go in a week and have it and release it in a couple weeks. And I kind of like that idea, being able to just do it when you feel it in the moment, instead of having to go through this, you know, this outline, this schedule of how it's supposed to be done. I don't know. I used to be that guy. I'm an album guy. Put out an album. I don't want to hear singles. But now I'm getting older and my attention span is way less than it used to be. So this is kind of working out for me. I might just keep putting out singles and then eventually we'll put them on an album and release it on vinyl or something just to have a physical copy. But yeah, I don't know. Everything's kind of up in the air, but the plan is to just do as much as I can do while I'm still, you know, feeling a little bit inspired.
So any artists in particular you're looking at, hey, you know what? I've been strumming this lately from this guy or this band at all. Any names you can drop to your fans? Maybe anticipate a couple of these single covers coming out?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of thinking about doing a Social Distortion cover, honestly. He's got a bunch of songs that would totally work as a country, with like a country vibe. And then I've been kind of obsessed with this David Allan Coe song recently. I started messing around with the phaser pedal on my acoustic. And I've been playing stuff off of Long-Haired Redneck. There's a one song in particular I play every time I pick up my guitar right now. It's called Revenge. It's the third song on the album. And I've been obsessed with that song for a long time. But I feel like recently it's at the level where I got to cut it and just get it out there, you know, just because that's kind of how it ends up. I end up doing those songs. It's like when I just got paid, I was obsessed with that guitar riff and just, we were in the studio. I said, let's give this a run through and see if we can figure out an arrangement. And next thing you know, it's on the album because I was obsessed with it for a few weeks before we went in the studio.
Yeah. That just got paid, the guitar riff right at the beginning. I'm like, God, that is just absolutely how it should be played. Whitey Morgan of Whitey Morgan and the 78s joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country, streaming live worldwide on our website, ironcountry.fm, and on the big radio app as well. Check out his website, whiteymorgan.com, Instagram, Whitey Morgan, and Facebook as well. Well, Whitey, I think you and I could just talk for hours, but I got to let you go. Thank you so much for taking some time here tonight. Looking forward to, you know, hearing more music from you. Your last three singles, Let Me Roll, We Had It All, the Waylon cover, and Somewhere Along the Way that we played here tonight. Excellent stuff. Can't wait to hear some of those more singles, and maybe in a year or so, you get back in the studio with the boys and crank out an album. But before I let you go, what's next for you? I know we were chatting before the interview as well. Hopefully a move to Montana is coming our way. You got a couple shows there in the next couple weeks. But as you look down the line, maybe a month, two into summertime, what does Whitey and his band all have in store for the fans?
Currently I'm doing a few acoustic shows out here in California, and then we got two up in Montana, one
just outside of Bozeman, Gallatin Gateway, at one of my favorite places, the Westerner. And then the next night is up in Whitefish at the Remington, another one of my favorite spots to go play. And then, you know, shows are start to trickle in for springtime with the full band. So we should see some stuff start happening late April, May, June, July. I mean, all the way through, I'm sure we'll be doing our usual festivals and things like that. But I'm just seeing the stuff coming in right now on my end. So hopefully we'll be announcing some things soon.
All right, Whitey. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight here on Crossroads on Iron Country. My brother, best of luck. Safe travels all throughout. And hopefully we'll be seeing you here in Wisconsin, Illinois in due time when the weather gets a little bit warmer. But thank you so much for joining us here on Crossroads, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. It's good to be back on here.
Once again, Whitey Morgan himself and the 78s joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Let's kick it into the third track featuring Whitey and the 78s tonight, a song that always winds down his shows. This is Encore Tune. It's the one that he wrote himself off of their 2008 album, Honky Tonks and Cheap Motels. My goodness. This one brings the roof down no matter what the venue is. Electrifies the crowd. Let's hear a little bit of Whitey and the 78s with Sinner Baby here on Crossroads on Iron Country. 2, 3, 4.
Like a tumbleweed, I'm gone with it.
the 78s, Sinner, closing us down here on Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Don't forget that we stream live worldwide on ironcountry.fm and on the Big Radio app as well.